Jason Grotto is back in our story studio, so this isn't going to go well. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome back to the show. You've been good?
Been okay. Thanks for having me.
You and Hal Dardick have a page one story in the Chicago Tribune today, again.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, it's about the amount of property taxes that people owe. If you didn't catch the big three-page splash they did a few weeks ago, the upshot is that the way we sort of determine what your property tax is in Cook County may not be the fairest. And that, in fact, if you have a nice house in a nice neighborhood, you have nice money, maybe you are underpaying on your taxes. And if you have a less expensive house, you are quite certainly overpaying on your property taxes. At least that's the way I recall it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's all based on how the Cook County assessor values property. So what we found was that lower priced homes are overvalued and higher priced ones are undervalued. And then that translates down the road into higher
how long
tax.
Did you work on this story?
Well, over a year, nearly
how many,
2 years.
How many property transactions did you investigate or review?
Off the top of my head, well, we culled through and sort of selected from, or, you know, sort of analyzed 100 million property tax records over a 14-year period. And in terms of the number of sales, we looked at about 1.5 million sales and compared those to what the assessor actually valued property at.
Promise me you used a computer on that and not an
yes,
intern.
Not a pencil. Yeah.
So what was, did you see this coming? I mean, I just want to give a little backdrop in case people haven't heard the conversation earlier, because the reason I asked you to come by today is the story is now there was a hearing about this, and the county office still kind of denies that they're doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. But you must have known that you were going to get these kind of results when you started your investigation.
I mean, I never thought, you know, that we would, that there would be a hearing and all of this. No, I didn't think that. I mean, obviously, we just wanted to get the issue out there. You know, I'd point out that this isn't just an issue in Chicago. I've been hearing from people all over the country. There's some lawsuits going on in Detroit. There's issues in Georgia. You know, this is a problem all over with property taxes.
Why? What are we doing wrong?
Well, I think part of it is the way that residential property is valued. So they use something called multiple regression, and regressivity is built into it. Regressivity is the overvaluing of low-priced homes and the undervaluing of high-priced one. It's baked into what they call these mass appraisals. The issue here in Cook County is that you know, the industry sets standards on how much regressivity you can have. And here in Cook County, we've far exceeded those standards, and that's where the problem comes in.
Was 15% the number or something like that?
That's the amount of the, it's called the dispersion you should have. The statistics are actually a little bit complicated in terms of how you measure it.
But, well, I'm kind of lost now. But I think I get your point. Mm-hmm. So what does the county assessor's office say about this?
I mean, they continue to maintain that their work is fair and accurate, or as Mr. Berrio said yesterday, as fair and accurate as can be.
Sure. Well, I get that. I mean, maybe no system is perfect, mm-hmm. but you make it sound like there's a fundamental flaw, that they'll never get it right doing it the way they're doing.
Well, what I'm saying is that in any mass appraisal system, there is some regressivity. In Cook County, that measure is far exceeds what is considered acceptable by people in the industry. And in fact, in July 2015, the assessor's office put out a press release admitting as much and saying that they had adopted a new computer model that was going to help improve that system. And the makers of the model said we had more work to do. And we discovered in our work that, in fact, that model was never adopted.
Why not?
We've had a hard time getting a straight answer from the assessor on that. They say that it didn't work right, that it produced inaccurate results. But then during the testimony yesterday, they had said that they use it in a limited way in some neighborhoods. We don't know which neighborhoods. We don't know in what limited way they do it. So again, you know, as I think we've been saying from the get-go here, the real issue is transparency. That would go a long way in answering a lot of these questions.
So they had this hearing yesterday, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Well, it was, you know, the interesting part about it is you didn't just have the assessor and his people. He had, I think, four or five people come up and speak from his office.
In front of the county board.
In front of the county board, mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously they criticized the Tribune series, but also, you know, defended their work. Now, they produced no real evidence showing some of the things that they asserted, like that their assessments are fair and accurate. They have nothing to show that that's the case. The interesting thing about the hearing is you also had two experts from outside the system, the ones that worked on the MacArthur-funded, the new computer model that was supposed to make things better, and they paint a very different picture.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, these guys have studied the system. One of them is a professor at University of Chicago that we ended up working with to look at the appeals process. And they just went through the history of the new model and pushed back against some of the assertions that were being made by the assessor's office.
But they presented people who said that they're doing it just fine.
They presented people who said that, but those people didn't provide any actual evidence.
Well, aren't some of those people working for the county assessor's office anyway, providing materials or support?
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them were staff members. And then, yes, they had an outside expert come in from a company called Tyler Technologies. That's a company that currently holds $65 million in county contracts, and including a $30 million contract to redo the county's entire property tax system. The gentleman that they had before the board, actually, his specialty is creating new models. So it'll be interesting to see if the assessor's office ends up adopting or paying for a new model when, you know, they had another model for free.
So what happens next? What's the county going to do about this?
You know, I don't have a whole lot of hope that the county is going to do much. You know, the board meeting was seemed somewhat orchestrated, to put it lightly.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, the county board president had a big announcement conveniently right after the hearing, which sort of sucked a little bit of the air out of the room. And then, if you know, one of the most interesting things about the hearing is these two other experts who were providing a different point of view were up on the dais during the questioning, but the county commission really didn't ask them any questions. They basically, you know, threw what I would consider softball questions at the assessor.
Why? Because he's such an important person to them politically?
I couldn't say. I don't know. Well, I mean, he's the chairman of the Cook County Democratic Party, and
they
slate and provide political support to most of the people up there. So,
well, let's not bury the lead. Actually, that's not the lead, but I mean, I don't think that's an insignificant part of what's happening here. That's a little cynical, but my gosh. Suppose they were political opponents. Do you think they'd hold more heat to their feet?
Good question. I couldn't say.
Okay, ask me that question and I'll answer.
Do you think they would?
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, it's a missed opportunity if you wanted to make somebody's life miserable. But that should be that should not be the objective anyway. It should be, well, what should we do? Is there a problem that needs a fix? And then what is the fix?
Well, you know, it's kind of like before you can sort of fix the problem, you have to admit there is a problem. And right now, the assessor's office isn't admitting that there's a problem. There's been multiple studies, not just ours, but the State Revenue Department does studies every year, and they show that there's regressivity that's beyond industry standards. There's been some private studies that have been, other studies that have been done. And so what the county board president, Tony Preckwinkle, is now proposing is to have some third party come in, study all of this again, and not just the assessor's office. Now somehow we're going to study the entire property tax system, and I'm not quite sure what the parameters are that going to be, but it's certainly going to delay any action.
Think about it this way. If the rich people's houses were being overvalued, and therefore they were paying too much in property taxes, and the poor people's homes were being undervalued, and therefore they weren't paying their fair share, do you think the rich people would be saying, wait a minute, this, we've got to get a fix? And do you think the county board would be responding to that? But because it's the other way, the disenfranchised are getting screwed, you don't hear a hue and cry, or there doesn't seem to be a real call for action.
Well, I think part of the issue here, I will say there were many community type organizers that showed up at the meeting and spoke, and it was a packed house. So there's starting to be more attention. I think one issue is that it's a complicated thing. Property taxes aren't a sexy, easy thing. So you had a huge outrage over the soda tax, for example, also a regressive tax, I would point out. But, you know, that's pretty easy to get your head around. But when it comes to property taxes, there's three different agencies that do the billing, and one of them values, and it's complicated.
No, that's complicated for you, and it's complicated for the assessor, because you guys got to figure it out. But I don't. Here's what I got to figure out. Here's what my house is worth. Here's how much I'm paying on taxes. That's all I need to know. In fact, that's all I do know. And if you're telling me that I'm overpaying because this system is messed up. That's an outrage, and that should be fixed. Oh, but wait, I'm the working class poor in the county. I don't have money for an attorney. I don't have representation like other people do. So it's easy to sort of brush that under the rug.
Yeah. I mean, if the assessor would say, you know, and it is true that they could still appeal their property taxes. But if you read the second part of our series, one of the things that we found and one of the things that was reinforced during the hearing yesterday is that a lot of the valuations they do are based on neighborhoods. And so if they're overvaluing an entire neighborhood, and then you go to appeal and they compare you to your neighbors, if you're already overvalued, that's where you start to get into trouble. And the same is true for neighborhoods that are undervalued. If a certain type or classification of a house is undervalued, and then you file an appeal and you look at just those same houses in that same neighborhood, you know, you could have a problem.
I don't know, Jason. It just seems to me like this is more complicated than it has to be. You know, what's the value of a house?
Yeah.
And people, they look at that, they make it sound like that's just impossible to know. It's the easiest thing in the world to know. Sell it, and now you'll know the value of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then multiply that by some number we agree on, and that's the tax. I don't know. What am I getting wrong here?
Well, I think, you know, there are some jurisdictions that do the kind of assessment that you're talking about, which is based on acquisition. It's an acquisition-based system. There are some issues there. What they try to do here is take sales that have sold in the past and figure out a value for ones that haven't sold. And that's where sort of the high-level statistics and
mathematics. Oh, that's right, right, because that's right. Mm-hmm. I have to pay the tax every year. I don't sell my house every year.
That's
so
right.
Now what are we going to value it at?
So,
well, slap me in the mouth. That's right. I'm not so clever right here after all.
So the computer programs that they use have this bias baked into them. But modeling techniques, computer technology, all of these things have improved vastly. And these guys have been using the same computer model since like the early 1980s with very little change.
No, it was the 1890s. They've been using the 1890s. All right, do you have one more minute? Jason Grotto
sure.
is here. He reports for ProPublica. You've seen his stories on page one of the Chicago Tribune. There he is with Hal Dardick as the byline today. It's fascinating. I try not to get in on the weeds on this. I think I know what I need to know and then trust that you'll figure out the complicated stuff behind the scenes. So maybe you've got a question. 312-981-7200. Page one today, Chicago Tribune again. Hal Dardick and Jason Grotto have a story. County officials quiz Berrios about fairness of assessments. The subheadline is Assessor, Democratic Party Chairman defends system that critics say favors the wealthy. They say it's not a problem. And, you know, I'm on your side on this one, and maybe I shouldn't be because these people do this every day. And we're not calling them corrupt or incompetent, are we, or are we? I mean, why do they disagree with you? Why do you disagree with them?
Well, I'm just going off what my study showed and also what the state studies and other studies have shown and what they themselves said in 2015. You know, again, because these models that they use are based on previous sales from previous years. Certainly after the housing market crash, there was a huge problem. And that's what they were supposed to come in and try to fix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think this did not predate the real estate
crash? There was some regressivity before then in the system that was documented in some other studies that I read, but it wasn't as severe as it was after the housing market crash. And the whole point of the model, which was funded by the MacArthur Foundation, was to try to fix some of these regressivity issues. And one of the big things going on here potentially, and something we're looking into, is there has been a housing market recovery, but it's been uneven. So there are some areas where the market has just gone gangbusters. But out in some of the further flung areas of the city and the suburbs, the market's not coming back as fast. And I think that's potentially one of the problems.
And those people are probably then overpaying.
Those are the
taxes.
Ones that are overvalued, yeah.
So I got time for one call, and then we'll just have you back another day and another day. Cassandra, you're on WGN. What was your question or comment?
My comment is that we just had a meeting 3 weeks ago and we're forming an organization because we believe there's no social or economic justice in anybody paying more than 1% of the value of their home. And it's very simple to determine the value of your home. You can get an appraisal or you can get two real estate brokers' estimates. We're writing up a mocking up a piece of legislation for this. We don't think it's just for anybody to pay less than 0.5% of the value of their home, or anybody to pay more than 1% of the value of their home. And Joe Berrios' answer that, well, you can appeal it. Have you ever tried to do that? I have. Then the year between 2014 and 2015, Berrios marked up the entire housing stock of Cook County by 24.7%.
Hold on a second. You're terrific. I want to talk more to you, Cassandra, but I'm running out of time. Do you have any comments to what she's saying?
Any kind of look at this issue I think is really important. I do agree that the effective tax rates are all over the place here, and that, and you know, there should be some kind of measure to try to make that not happen.
And this is legislation you're trying to have drafted? Is that right, Cassandra?
We are drafting it ourselves because we're fed up with this. And thank you very much for your article and this discussion.
Who's we?
We are sitting down.
Who's the we on this?
Well, three of them are neighbors. Four of them are friends of mine from across Cook County.
Okay, hold on a second, Cassandra.
Lawyers.
Hold on.
None of us are blue ribbon.
Cassandra's not holding on. Okay, hold on. We'll get your information off the air. I want to follow that angle of the story. Maybe you want to follow that angle of the story. But if it comes from grassroots, more power to all of us. Cassandra, stay there, and thank you for the call. And Jason, thanks for coming into our studio again.
Appreciate you having me.
ProPublica is who you write for.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. If I go to ProPublica.org, will I find the work that you all do?
Yeah, that's right. And there will soon be a new website, ProPublica Illinois. So we'll have a separate website for the work that we do here. And, of course, you can catch the whole series that we did at chicagotribune.com/thetaxdivide.
Do you happen to remember the website or the URL to go where I type in what my property address is see what my taxes
I don't know the exact URL, but it's if you go to the first part of the series, you'll see it there online.
ProPublica.org, chicagotribune.com. Jason, thanks again.